Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami, last time they recovered an onside kick was the game week 17 of the 2017 season. That's how the Bills end up going to the playoffs. Sanders high up in the air, and Micah Hyde has it, and there he goes! Micah to the house!
Micah Hyde, great moment in Bills Dolphins. Are they wearing red that day?
They were wearing red that day.
All right.
They wore red that day. They wore red the day they in the snow ball game as well. And tonight's what? Blue on blue against the all whites for Miami.
Should we do the uniform thing now that we're talking uniforms?
Sure.
Bring up the quad box. Joe Kelly is going to get on camera here and take a look at this jersey. He's got the rivalry jersey on. The one the Bills will not wear tonight. They will not wear against the Saints. They'll wear against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
So maybe you haven't seen this. You likely have, right? The Bills introduced this. And
probably.
Eight around the league. Maybe you haven't seen it close up. It's the thing about uniforms and all that. So, Joe, get real close to that camera. Show everybody the buffalo on the side.
Yeah,
because
that's what we're looking for
The key is the buffalo that's on the side of it. You know, it's sparkly, ice-crusted buffalo.
Yeah.
That thing shines and shimmers.
It looks like real diamond.
Yeah.
On the stream.
So there's two versions of this jersey that you can buy. There's that one. And as you see, if you're watching this on the stream, you see Joe's shoulders are covered in what looks like snow falling on a buffalo's fur. So the shoulder pads are gray and like covered in a snow.
Yeah.
And the rest of them are white. Which, by the way, I feel like you should not be allowed to say the uniforms are clean. Because by definition, they're not.
They're dirty.
They're covered.
Yeah.
They're not brushed off. Anyway.
Also, it's dirty snow.
Yeah, it's like after they salt the roads.
That's March on the side of the road snow
That's damp snow on brown fur.
It's not on brown fur. It's on white.
That's what they said, is that it's supposed to look like snow falling on a buffalo's fur.
Snow's not that color.
Sure it is.
It's like gray like that. Again, like it's exhausted, like snow that's been sitting near car exhaust. I like it. That's the only thing you could do, right? Because if you made it white, you just wouldn't see it.
Right.
So,
well, anyway, they're wearing that against the Patriots. I don't know if we're going to go all the way to launching a campaign about this, but I did go so far as to tweet at Pete Gwelly.
You did.
I've taken the next step.
You really want that Dawkins jersey.
Listen.
The good one.
Just for a moment. Bills Dolphins tonight. Give us a call on your favorite Bills Dolphins memories. Chime in. Expectations, game, yada, yada. I went to the NFL Shop website to try and take a look. Do they have the Deion Dawkins jersey for the Bills in the higher version?
Mm-hmm.
It's $50 more. What are you paying for at $50? That shiny buffalo on the arm. The other one looks a lot like the jersey. It's a perfectly good stand-in, except the buffalo on the arm is not shiny.
Mm-hmm.
How thick is that, Joe? Is that like hard, good plastic? Does it feel like it's got some durability?
It's pretty durable. Yeah. I worry about like machine washing a little bit, not too bad.
I wouldn't machine wash it out. Would it float?
Would it float? Yeah. The fabric might bring it down.
Yeah, I just want to ask that, you know. So I'm at the NFL shop. I can get Allen, Cook, Coleman, Kincaid, Knox.
Two tight ends.
I think I saw Milano.
That's some 12 personnel right there.
And then I can get Jim Kelly authentic all the way up to the top end.
Yeah.
Due respect to Jim Kelly, franchise icon.
Jersey foul.
Deion Dawkins is the snowman. Call Nike. Hey, guys, You missed one. You missed the
The
most important one. We don't need two tight ends. Give me a give me a Jackson Hawes jersey.
Right.
Get three of them on there. There's no option for the upgraded Dawkins version. And, you know, somebody make a call. What are we doing? We're going to wear these jerseys for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's not a one-off.
And having the Kelly one available, I get it. Like, he's Kelly. But he didn't wear that jersey. And do they do that with all their jerseys? Will they sell, like, can you buy right now without customizing? Because customizing, you can just do whatever you want. The home. Can I walk into the Bills store right now and there is the home jersey they wear now, but with Jim Kelly?
Probably.
Because that's a jersey fall. That's the Navy Gilbert Perreault Sabres jersey that I see walking around the arena once in a while.
Yeah. So there's Nike Game and Nike Limited. And I think I want Limited. So if I click Limited and I get that's the Kincaid, Alan Coleman, Shakir Milano, Cook, Knox, Kelly.
Okay.
It's also okay. Is it also Christian Benford erasure? Why is Christian Benford not a top 100 player? You can't get his jersey, Nike. He's on a contract extension. TB, Rousseau, these guys are extended.
But Dawkins should be like, shouldn't Dawkins be their second most popular jersey?
Of this iteration?
He's been here
forever.
He's been here since McDermott. He's been here longer than Brandon Bean has been here. There's a way of putting it.
He was drafted before Bean.
He was the second round pick the year Trey White is drafted first. So, listen. He's been here forever. He's been great forever. He's going to be a Bills Wall of Famer if there is one. I mean, he might even have a look at the Hall of Fame if he keeps rolling like this for a long time still. So that guy, I mean, I know he's an offensive lineman and players and people don't like buying lineman jerseys, but that's part of it also is skill position jerseys sell, but all your skill position guys are kind of all the same, right?
Yep.
So it's like so spread around. Who do you pick? I guess you pick Coleman because he was drafted high.
Yeah, I mean, maybe offensive jerseys sell a lot more than defensive jerseys.
The number zero, maybe you're thinking that also sells because people would like a jersey with the number zero.
And in our conversations with Pete Gwelly back at training camp, you know, this is very much a league thing, the rivalries jersey. So I don't think this is a Bills oversight. And somebody call Nike. Give me Dawkins.
Yeah.
They did something similar when they released the red jerseys, too. It was only LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins you could buy, like, for real.
Okay.
Watkins would have been on the team for, like, another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
He had a really good preseason game, then they traded him.
803-0550. Wanted to get one clip here from around the league. And, you know, Bills, Dolphins, the Bills are going to be center stage tonight trying to beat the Dolphins, and we'll see if they do. I saw a clip from Mina Kimes and Bill Simmons, and it just struck me as here's the cyclical nature of the NFL and how, what's the line from The Dark Knight? You something long enough to be the villain sooner or later. You know, the whole idea of like
yeah, either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become
you.
The villain.
Bingo. Thank you. Either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. That kind of arc, behold. As now, we've come all the way to Patrick Mahomes doesn't have help.
Why can't we admit that Josh and Lamar are the two best regular season quarterbacks that we have? Why are we still holding on to this Mahomes thing when it's three long balls over people's heads and they're scoring 21 points a game now for this will be year three?
I think with Mahomes, it feels like trying to catch a falling knife where nobody wants to like just completely miss it, right? The timing of it. And also it is so obvious that his circumstances are so much worse. I know, Bill, it's Tyquan Thornton is their number one deep threat.
They have two guys we waived.
Yeah, so there's your answer. It's Tyquan Thornton. I mean, those guys both have dominant rushing attacks and really good offensive lines. And they don't have world beaters, but they have good pass catching options.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes is like, where would you rank his situation right now as a quarterback around the NFL? Everything. Run game, offensive line, skill players. It was bad last year and he went to the Super Bowl.
I know.
That's why nobody wants to call it on Mahomes, because last year we were calling it and he went to the end.
I just think there's two different conversations.
So I loved finding this clip. I love Mina and, you know, Bill Simmons there. Good conversation, and I don't think anything about it is wrong. It's just kind of wild because there's a couple things in this conversation about like Mahomes doesn't have help. Mm-hmm. Worthy and Rice both hurt. Big deal. Travis Kelce basically giving away a touchdown in that game. Big deal.
Hollywood Brown's been in and out.
Right. They have tried to help him. They just haven't really done it well. And Rice has been, honestly, Rice and Worthy both there, they might be just fine. We'll see. This offense has to get its way through. But Andy Reid is his coach.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that he's in a horrible situation while Andy Reid is the coach, did you ever think you'd live long enough to see it?
No, and I can't buy it because he's the coach. I can believe it's not like the best situation in the league or maybe not one of the 10 best situations in the league, but I don't think you can say it's horrible whenever that person is calling plays. He's still the best in the league at it, isn't he?
Calling plays?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, the one thing...
Did he just lose that in a couple of weeks?
Maybe. The one thing that is very telling about how rough their situation is right now is how much he's having to run. He's on pace for 1,100 rushing yards.
Scrambling.
He's their leading rusher by like 100. Like, he is having to run, and that is because no one's getting open. Mm-hmm. And that's part of that's the scheme, but more of it is the players that are trying to get open within that scheme, and also it is that Kelce, you see it. Like, I'm not even just saying the drop. Like, you see the speed is so gone.
Yeah, the fluidity, a lot of it is not really there the same way.
Like, he's not the same player at all. It's finally happened where that giant decline has happened for him.
The question I would have is, Andy Reid, who has won now 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, has been to 2 more with the Chiefs, has been to a Super Bowl with the Eagles too, right?
He went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles and 3 NFC Championship games.
He has always been criticized or guilty of not running the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Chiefs manage to get through somehow, some way, again, this year, I hope you're ready for me to say it. Give up running the ball. The Chiefs win all the time and never run it well, ever. If they can find a way, which I actually don't think they will this year, but if they find a way to get through the Ravens and the Bills again without a run game, shouldn't people that want running the ball well, shouldn't you lose your mind?
But it's not
because the Chiefs have never been good at it.
But it's not because they're better on offense, right?
Oh, I understand, but my point is, if they're winning those games 20 to 16. Fine. This thing is so important. This guy would have been to 8 Super Bowls and never cared about it. Mm. Never been good at it. It's weird. I'm actually not campaigning for the elimination of running the football. It's just weird that they never are good at it.
No, and they don't really try that hard to be good at it either. They don't pour investment draft picks and, you know.
Do you remember last year? I think the stat was they're the only team in the NFL that hadn't had a rush over like 14 yards.
Yeah, was them.
Not a single. They're never good at it. And that's supposed to be a recipe for losing.
But their offense isn't good.
That's also
their
true.
Their offense hasn't been good for 2 years. Like, isn't it that their defense that has been the reason for that? Like,
they always find a way. It's obnoxious. It's annoying.
Well, they're not finding a way right now.
No, they're not. Could they lose this week to the Giants? It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, if they lost to the Giants to go to 0-3, and then 0-3 going to play Baltimore? Man, I want the Giants to win that game so bad. I don't have any expectation they will, but it would be mind-blowing. Ripples across the league. Because everyone would know you got to play the Ravens next. And now you're staring 0-4 right in the face. And now we're not just talking about not winning the division.
You know,
we're talking about you missing the playoffs.
You can see the future. The Chiefs are going to go 10-7, be the 7 seed, go to L.A., and beat the Chargers in the first round of the playoffs. That's the most annoying scenario. And that we used to play this game. What will happen with Brady? Now it's the Chiefs. What's the most annoying thing that could happen? That's what will happen. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs will get in as the 7 and beat the Chargers in the first round. And all that the Chargers did, you're the Chargers.
It's not, by the way, all his situation. He is missing balls down the field and has been for a while now.
Yep, that's true.
So
he had Worthy a million times behind the defense.
Thornton on Sunday. Like, he's partially to blame for it. Partially. I mean, he is keeping them in some of these games with his running. He actually is really impressing as a runner. Like, he ran a dude over to get a first down last week. Like, he was, really ran him over.
No, I know he cheated to do that, though.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
A different one?
This is a different one.
Okay.
That one was dumb because the corner let up because he was about to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
No, this one was like he really needed to run the guy over and he did.
That is one thing about Mahomes that for the last 2 years, as their offense dried up, he had stopped being good at evading sacks. And right now, it looks like he's back at being good at it.
He's avoiding it, yeah.
So that's the Josh Allen Mahomes superpower. The two of them are the best at it.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out a chart this morning that kind of showed number one and two right now in EPA added, not taking sacks and scrambling. It's Mahomes one, Allen two.
Well, the scrambling too hasn't just replaced my receivers aren't getting open, so I have to scramble. I think what they're replacing is the Kelce plays.
Right.
The third and five plays that he was always throwing to Travis Kelce, now that play's not there for him as often, so he's got to run. That's what it's replacing. And is he going to be able to hold up doing that all season? This guy gets an ankle injury a year. Like, what happens when he twists his ankle and can't run the same way? Like, he does this in the playoffs, but never this early in a regular season. So if I were them, I guess I'd be worried that he's running this much this early, but you'd also be planning on, if I get Worthy and Rice back. But what guarantee do you have that those guys are going to be healthy? Worthy is really small, and if he starts taking hits and injuries throughout his career, like that doesn't have to stay on the field. And Rice is coming off a torn ACL. So that's your plan, though. You're just hoping those two can stay on the field when they come back.
803-0550. The ESPN wrestling partnership is a lot of wrestling on SportsCenter and Get Up in these shows.
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah, they're in now.
I've got time for the WWE. I'm not upset about it, but it is kind of funny. Here I've got Mike Greenberg interviewing Cody Rhodes.
That's on Get Up.
It's a little weird. It's a lot weird.
It's becoming normal. It's almost normalized for me now.
It's just weird
because they've been talking wrestling. When they get the rights, like a year ago.
I just feel like if you're going to do the wrestling interview with the wrestler, I need the wrestling interviewer, not Mike Greenberg. Right? Can we suspend and go, let's go to our wrestling correspondent, and then you have that person.
Because is Greenberg asking him, like, really? What would he be asking him?
How do you feel about the upcoming matchup?
Right.
You're like, all right.
What's your mentality going into, I don't know. Right, you want a guy that could play the role a little bit with him? You want McAfee, I guess, then.
You know what? Yes.
This is where you want McAfee.
Luke in Silver Creek. Hey, Luke.
Hey, boys. Happy game day.
Morning. Happy game day.
So I think my take here, my bold prediction, is going to be that the Dolphins are so bad, so horrible of a broken-down franchise, that the Bills are probably up by about 30-something by half, and Mitch Trubisky ends up with more passing yards than Josh Allen.
All right.
Then Allen. Okay. He had more than Fields last week. I mean, that's the dream is he's playing in the fourth quarter, right?
Trubisky?
Yeah.
Jackson Hawes, final touchdown. Who wants on it?
They can't play Jackson Hawes before. They need Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes, final touchdown.
What was the odds on it again? Plus 10,000 or something?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Let's have it.
He's caught all of his targets so far.
I've decided first touchdown, done with that bet. Last touchdown, stay invested. All right, putting together our fantastic four-way parlay with a new competitor.
I think it looks like through a couple of games, they are just going to give the ball to James Cook when they get around the 1 or 2 yard line. Which, by the way, I still think there might be some regression, but he's
softening
on the 3-2 games. I mean, it's less for me about the breakaway runs because he'll get a few of those, but you're not getting 10 of those on a season. You got to get the goal line carries, and they're giving him the goal line carries.
Yeah, you don't get that many breakaway runs. He leads the league in the last 3 years in those runs, and he has five.
Yeah.
Right. So he might get one or two more.
But he's getting, and that was an impressive run to get it in the end zone at the one. Like, he's giving them every reason to keep putting him out there at the two. Like, Ray Davis, by body type, you would think is your power back, but there's no reason to put Ray Davis out there for James Cook if it's first and goal at the two. Not right now.
I wonder, Ray Davis' final touchdown is not a bad bet either because
he'll be on the field.
He might be on the field. And Davis has not. Last year, Ray Davis had 113 carries on the season. He's on pace for well under that. He has 10 carries this year.
Well, they haven't gone as well as Cooks have.
Right.
By a lot.
2.6 yards per carry.
Yeah. So, unless he starts making something happen, you know, like Cook becomes more and more of a bell cow.
I don't know what they'll do. They'll probably use some load management along the way here with Cook. We'll get more of your calls. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We've got a new stat at Next Gen Stats called Remarkable Runs. Okay. Remarkable Rushes.
What are we
ready?
Doing? Remarkable Rushes?
Expected. The new Next Gen Stats expected rushing yards model brings new insights. Built using machine learning, expected rush yards, tracks data, blah, 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 rush yards over expected. Remarkable rushes, and it'll tell you which ones. Like, here you go, James Cook, week two, 44 yards. Expected yards, 3. Yards over expected, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, ETN in Jacksonville had a run with 5 expected rushing yards, and he went 71. So it's basically, this is just who had the longest rush over expected. Who's on this list the most is what I would ask.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is at number he's number 4.
Yeah.
He's number 10. There are they all against the Bills. He's number 18. Yeah. All right, we'll get a break in. Our fantastic four-way parlay. Give us a call, chime in. Bills game day here on WGR. All right, it's time for the fantastic four-way parlay. We do it for Thursday Night Football. It just happens to be Bills-Dolphins tonight, so let's do it. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Owen Parker, and Cali Joe. His name is Cali
Joe.
We're calling him Cali Joe. We don't have to do that. We can call anything you want, really. We used to call morning show producer Dan Hager Stovetop. Everyone called him Stovetop.
Why Stovetop?
Nobody called him Stovetop. Because he voted out Stovetop stuffing at the Thanksgiving Survivor 100 years ago. Stovetop. What's your best, the friend you have with the best nickname that everybody calls them that nickname? What's the nickname?
Ooh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a friend in college we all called coach, and we still call coach.
That's pretty good.
Coach.
Having
coach.
A coach is a good it's a good guy to have.
He around. Was an unathletic kid that didn't want to play sports but wanted to hang out with our like intramural basketball and football team, so he was our coach. Everybody called him
that
coach.
Rocks.
Yeah, coach, good name.
I got a buddy that we always used to call Scoob. His last name's Suda, but
Scoob's
Scoob,
good.
He would Scoob. He kind of would figure stuff out. That's a good one.
Oh, wow, he's a detective.
I would not quite go that far.
Okay.
He went to Cornell, so.
I have a group of friends where since high school I've been known as Pesci. Does that work?
All right.
I don't want to pick myself, but that's the nickname.
It's better than picking your own nickname.
Yeah, I didn't pick it. I mean, I earned it, but I didn't.
Right.
I didn't
you earned it.
It? Yeah, I was a psychopath in hockey a while ago. Not proud of it. What's a good...
We have one friend in my group just called Chonk. Was a bigger guy, now slimmer. So the nickname still sticks, though. You know,
that's pretty good.
Well, let's put together this fantastic four-way parlay ahead of Bills Dolphins. You three go first, and then I will just decide whether or not I'm adding Jackson Hawes' last touchdown on top of it. Because I got a feeling.
For reference, Joe is 2-0.
Yeah.
Sneaky Joe.
I'm 1-1.
You're 1-1. I'm 0-2. I'm
undetermined.
Right. Right here. Josh, former morning show producer, Josh was 0-2.
He was also 0-2.
We look to turn that around.
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right, who wants it first?
Owen, lead us off.
All right. I am going to do just a straight Josh Allen over 250 yards tonight. I just
pass.
I don't want to go too high on that number because I feel like he might just come out if they're killing them. But I think they can throw all over this team, and he likes to do that against them. Okay. So I'm gonna take him over. You might need
the Dolphins offense to put some points up in order for that to happen. Josh Allen over 250. I've got that at +116. Joe?
I was going to go for the Devin Achane over on receptions.
Okay.
But the number.
He's
5.5.
Yeah. Right.
That's a crazy number. I'm not doing that. I am going to go with a guy who had a couple of drops in week one, but he's got 7 targets through 2 games and not even playing in a full quarter of those 2 games. Dawson Knox over on receptions is only 1.5. So I got a couple of play actions. I'm going to go Knox to record 2 or more catches. So over 1.5.
Okay, so player receptions.
Dawson Knox over 1.5. I would go Achane, but just 5.5 is such a high number.
I was looking at some Achane props too, and his yards are crazy too.
I guess he's they're just over totally expecting dump offs.
Plus money.
Okay. Joe, Callie?
I really like Josh Palmer, 40-plus receiving yards and the alternate receiving yards and receiver props in the same game parlay. I think against a weak Miami secondary, if Allen is going to be throwing the ball, mm-hmm. Palmer has some big opportunity. He was the leading receiver last week, technically, and Allen wasn't even that active in the game. So yep. if All right. Allen can really get going, I have a good feeling about it.
+116 on Josh Palmer, 40 yards or more. Okay. Now, for the fourth leg. I just want to say, what do I get this to if I add Jackson Hawes last touchdown? Oh, the line has moved.
Oh,
just from talking about it.
Yes, it's down to +8,000. Somebody heard the hunch and went for it.
Wow.
If we add this in, $10 wins $3,665. If we add that in,
we could throw a hell of a party for the Guinness breaking the world record for longest flip cup game.
We could.
This is a heavy Josh Allen game. It's an everybody eats game. We've got Knox, Palmer, and Hawes all right. in it.
Yeah. And Allen, right?
We're keeping stats over here. Owen's keeping stats like 0-1, 0-2. Right. I pick a +8,000. It's going to hang as a loss on my card. That's tough.
I mean, it's a parlay.
Can put an asterisk on it for the rest of the year.
I feel like I should get something from Miami in this game.
Well, the game script we have so far
is a lot of Bills. And the Dolphins are going to need to put some points on the board to do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I should bet the over. Because the Bills have all this. The over.
Over's a big number.
It's 49.5. But in what world are the Bills going under points and getting 250 and Knox and Palmer?
Unless you believe Miami's not scoring 20.
Anything. Right.
Right.
Which is possible.
It definitely is possible.
Like week right. one, the Colts had the best offensive day ever, and it didn't go over because the Dolphins couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But is that likely? It's probably not likely.
Probably not.
All right, you know what? I just want to juice it up a lot. The Keon Coleman 2 touchdowns. You want Keon Coleman?
You can do your Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes last touchdown.
Yeah,
I'll ride with it.
Yep. Specifically, last touchdown.
Last touchdown. You know what's going to be great?
He's going to score the first touchdown?
Yes, and then we're like, field goals, baby, come on.
Right.
Let's go red zone defense. Get that red zone defense.
Right, the whole game we'll be rooting for no touchdowns.
Yeah, or you just have to get another one. All right, you know what? We're doing it. Jackson Hawes, last touchdown. We're doing it.
Crazy.
If we hit this parlay,
we're playing to win. We're playing to win. If we hit this parlay, we're doing tomorrow's show from Miami.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fantastic four-way parlay. YOLO. Dominic and Clarence. Hey, Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, guys. First off, I moved back from Vegas back to Buffalo a couple months ago and was listening to you guys on the radio, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Joe from BNY. So, Joe, super, super happy you're on the morning show, bud. You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, too, I got a buddy that works in broadcasting, and he was telling me this is the first time this game tonight that the Bills are going to be on the Cosm, which is like the sphere watching for for sports, they have special games on there. So if you're going to the game, you're probably going to see like a bunch of cinematic cameras like mounted all over the place. So it's going to be pretty.
Cool. So you're talking about that bar that where you sit in it and it looks like you're in the stadium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Have you been to one of those? Because they look amazing, of course.
I have. They're really cool. It's like it is like you're at the game. Although I will say the price to go there is definitely not worth it. You might as well just go to the game at that point.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be cool. And he was at the stadium yesterday and mounting everything. And I just thought it was cool how it's the last season at Highmark and the first time they're going to be on something like that. So I thought it was pretty cool.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Dominic.
Yep.
They've got a location in L.A., one in Inglewood. No, sorry. It's first venue is in Inglewood, second Dallas, and they've announced locations in Atlanta, Detroit, and Cleveland.
Okay. They look awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely like to just try it. But, yeah, they look – or I've seen how pricey they are.
Oh, really? Like, what is the attendance here? It's like $100 to go?
It's more than that, I think.
Really? Okay. Then you probably will never see me in one of those.
Yeah. Thought I saw it's like the equivalent of buying a suite in a stadium.
Oh.
So.
No, thanks.
For like a game. Yeah, so it's pretty pricey, I think. But they look awesome. I'd like to do it once. Especially for like a Premier League game. Game that I don't have the opportunity to go to. For a Bills game, I just go to the Bills game. Owen's going to the Bills game tonight, right?
Yeah. Nice. I would like to consider making it illegal for Joe to ever bring up the Premier League. I'd like to pass a law.
You can make that illegal. Fine. I will not talk about the Premier League. Let me tell you about what happened in the Champions League last night, everybody. Liverpool in the 92nd minute. Love it. It's very nice of them to let Atletico score in the 86th just to make them think that they could win it, only to rip their hearts away in the 92nd.
Mm.
There you go. Didn't talk about the Premier League.
If you want anybody out there, you want to know what is happening with Liverpool Football Club. Folks, do you know that thing where the Chiefs had a series of the 15 stupidest wins you've ever seen in your life?
Yep.
Liverpool has made that look silly with what they do every single game.
I know what you mean. They're just scoring goals at the end, and it's like the 06 Sabres out there right now. The cardiac kids.
Do you want to know Jackson Hall's snap percentage in the last game they had?
Against the Jets?
Yeah.
What was it?
47%. And he's probably only 19% against Baltimore because they're coming from behind.
Right. Although he made a catch when they were coming from behind.
He did. All right. Extendo Sports coming up. And whatever your flavor. Join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hang out. Busy show today. Let's recap. Do goalposts float?
Which we didn't get a concrete answer on.
No. Concrete does not float. I know that.
That definitely does not.
Is where somebody's going to say, actually, in a certain scenario. All right, we'll get to Extendo Sports and continue coverage as it's game day. It's basically the pregame show. It's underway here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Josh Allen has 16 Offensive Players of the Week honors. Could he get a 17th against Miami? He's done it against Miami, right?
Many times. Yeah.
Did you know that 2 weeks into the season, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week has come from someone that played the Bears?
Really?
We are two games in, and it was first J.J. McCarthy, then Jared Goff. This week, the Bears get the Cowboys. Could go to three.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott against the Bears. Two in a row, Offensive Player of the Week against the Bears.
The Bears start 0-3. That's how you get your Caleb Williams benching, right?
Yeah, we got to write on the bet board. Bet $5 Tyson Bagent starts a game, coach's decision this year.
I mean, Caleb does not look like... I think at some point that will happen. I just think it'll be after the season.
Let's look at the coach and the GM, or the coach and the franchise build models. What does the coach who knows he's good want? What did Ben Johnson have in Detroit? Not this high-end elite playmaker off script. It's this guy can run my offense.
Yep.
My offense is elite. You don't have to have those skills. Caleb Williams is drafted because of elite athleticism, the ability to make all the throws off play. Mm-hmm. If he's not executing, like Ben Johnson strikes me as a Kyle Shanahan. I don't care about Trey Lance. You can't run it. So not overreacting, just saying I'm happy I got, 15 weeks to go?
Would you put Williams still as the favorite? Williams or the field week one starter next year?
For the Bears?
Yeah.
It's a good question. It's only year two.
It's only year two, but this coach didn't draft him.
That's right. And I saw Colin Cowherd lay out a new theory. He was talking about with Brady, and then Brady got big deep into how development of quarterbacks in the NFL, sometimes it's not all created equal. And if Williams is behind the eight ball, like, that stinks. You know, Brady was defending quarterbacks that sometimes look bad if they're not in a good situation. And he went on to say how good his situation was, that the year, his rookie year maybe, or second year, his quarterback's coach died. So, rest his soul, that's not good.
Right.
Belichick became the coach. Belichick went in those meetings and taught Brady everything about defense, coverages, schemes, what they'll do, what you do, what its weaknesses are. He was telling this to Colin Cowherd. He was pushing back on Cowherd's idea, which was Thanksgiving year two. If you don't know by Thanksgiving year two, this guy, go have a meeting upstairs. Is he good enough? Thanksgiving year two. So it'd be early.
Well, man, I mean, I don't know what he's doing with Ben Johnson, but the Tyler Dunn story about him like walking away from coaches last year when they're trying to tell him something, and you know, being on different pages of the playbook when they're in a meeting, like not listening, like that's bad. And if he's doing that with this coach, I don't think this coach stands for that, because this coach has got power now. Last coach didn't.
How much do you think the rest of the class matters? Because if you get Caleb Williams doing what he's doing, I've got Jaden Daniels,
who's awesome,
Drake May.
Could be awesome.
Bo Nix.
Good.
McCarthy. Not as much.
Not great.
But if I got other guys around him doing the job.
Yeah, it's a bad look for him.
And I'm an elite play caller like Johnson. I think he is. It's not like Ben Johnson did it with Josh Allen bailing him out all the time. It was Jared Goff who was a cast off. So anyway, he was also a number one pick though too. All right, Bills Dolphins tonight.
3-0, hopefully on the way. Maybe McDaniel getting fired.
The cheapest seat to Bills Saints that I see is still like $300.
All to see everyone just really wants to see Spencer Rattler play football. Might be your only your last chance to see Spencer Rattler at Highmark Stadium. Of course, you got to see that.
Yep.
Tua, you mentioned earlier with Chris, Tua's been injured multiple times against the Bills.
Oh yeah.
And last year it was panic mode.
It's three times in games against the Bills.
Yeah, he got hurt when he probably had a concussion, and then they said he didn't have a concussion. He came back. They win that game.
That's the heat stroke game.
Heat stroke game.
There's the game where he gets hit by Milano. And
that's the same game.
That's the same game?
Milano pushes him and he falls on the back of his head.
Then I'm thinking of a different game.
Okay.
There's a game they knock him out on like the fourth play. Taron Johnson blitz.
Oh, yeah, that's early.
Yeah.
That's early in his career.
So one there.
And then last year he puts his head down because they're getting beat and it's fourth down.
Right.
He's trying too hard.
He's running into Hamlin. So he's left three Bills games injured.
Yeah. I mean, I hope for his sake that you don't get anything scary like last year, but...
No, I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
But it tends to... I listen to Dan Le Batard show a lot, and they're Dolphins fans, so like once in a while when they talk about him, earlier in the week, one of them said, like, Allen is like, it must be so great to be a Bills fan. He leaves the pocket like, all right, something great's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, when Tua leaves the pocket, I'm looking at the team and going, oh no, go down, throw it. Like they're terrified the second he leaves the pocket. It's such a different existence. And it's mostly because of his injuries.
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. Saw the tease. First Take is coming up. The first topic is Josh Allen, the best quarterback in football. He's top two.
Not WWE Wrestling Palooza?
No, don't think so.
Paul just tweeted, the pucks have arrived at practice.
All right.
So were they practicing without pucks on purpose or just they forgot to bring the pucks? Because Paul's tweet kind of implies that they've arrived. Someone brought them.
My understanding was they were doing some fitness
drills
testing on purpose. Does not
okay.
require.
Just say I
don't. They didn't forget to bring the pucks to the first practice of the season.
The internet is not ready for a world in which a hockey team forgot to bring pucks to practice. Like that's
no, that would be.
Sabres don't need that anyway.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't need that. We will talk to Paul tomorrow at 9:30. Just a quick, you know, Sabres check in on the first practice as. Here we are, off to another season. That's it for us. We're back tomorrow to, of course, recap Bills and Dolphins. Thanks for texting, calling, chatting, whatever you're doing, you know. Have a good day. Enjoy the game. Be safe. See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're saying exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.